Alright, so now we're going to talk about adaptive immunity, and in particular we're going to start by talking about humoral immunity. This is the immunity that involves B cells, and the B cells are going to eventually produce antibodies. So what happens? Well, first of all, you have to have what's called an antibody challenge, and this usually happens in the spleen or the lymph node, and this is going to allow our B cells to become activated. So what you have when you look at your B cells is embedded in the cell membrane, you've got proteins. And one of these proteins is a specific type of receptor. It's actually an antibody, which is embedded in the cell membrane of the B cell. And specific B cells will be able to identify specific antigens. So the B cell comes in contact with the antigen, and once it's bound onto the antigen, then that is stimulated to start dividing. And the cells it produces are known as clones, so it keeps dividing, and produces identical cells to the parent cells. Then after a while, these clone cells start to differentiate and they form plasma cells. These are rather bigger and they're really antibody factories. And what they're going to do now is start churning out the antibodies. And it's the antibodies which are actually going to deal with whatever the antigen was in the first place. Another thing to realize about antibodies is that they are really specialized to fight bacteria and soluble foreign molecules which you find in the extracellular fluid. And we'll look at different ways in which the antibodies deal with the bacteria, etc. But they're not actually going to destroy them, but rather they prepare them for destruction by others.